He's headed down to Springfield to get some things done. And one of the things that he was asked to do yesterday, one of the things that not necessarily Dan Brady, but the Republicans were asked to do yesterday by the great Mike Madigan, is to convince their leader that this is the deal they need to go with. And he joins us now. Hi, Dan.
Morning, Scott. Hey. Good morning.
Are you
Good
ready?
Morning.
Are you ready for another day?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, listen to him, you know, and I want you to address this because I don't know where I got this, talking about how much time you guys spend together assembled. And it was I think fewer than 5 minutes in the House the other day. How does that go? You do the Pledge of Allegiance, you say a prayer, and then adjourn?
Well, no, that's not how it goes. You do say the Pledge of Allegiance, and then you do punch in that you're at your desk. We did every day that I've been here, which has been every day, done different pieces of legislation, concurrences from the Senate, et cetera. And then we move into what's called Committee of the Whole, and Committee of the Whole has addressed issues that are on the table right now with individuals testifying. For instance, take workers' compensation, which I've been heavily involved with. That particular committee of the whole took, I think, 5 hours the other
So,
and so, you know, I know it's easy to focus on what makes good headlines.
The assembly, yeah.
You don't spend more than an hour or less on specific pieces of legislation, but see, there's not that much left there at legislation.
Yeah, if there's nothing to vote on, there's no sense in being there.
You finish your work.
All right, so.
No, it's not that there's no sense in being there, is that the legislation, specific legislation, much has been done, finished by May 31st. So there's
okay.
few things
All right.
that the calendar
All right.
was extended for.
Okay, because we're on limited time here, let's talk about Mike Madigan's
sure.
Mike Madigan's plan. Have you had a chance to see it?
I have not seen, only heard, and just for your listeners and my constituents' perspective on things, there has been a couple specific groups working very, very diligently, quite frankly, well into the evening, and I'm one of them, on workers' compensation, on property tax review, and on another piece that the governor had in reform, and that is consolidation of government. Those have been three areas that have been extremely pivotal for the budget process, and the speaker, as of yesterday, decided that they will run legislation today on their own, meaning the Democrats on their own, as we continue to negotiate in good faith. And so that's very discouraging to me. That's very disappointing to me that, on one hand, you ask you continue these discussions and you work with your colleagues, and then on the other hand, you go ahead and just decide you're going to run your own bills. That's discouraging, and I don't know if I've got other words for it, but I won't.
Well, Ken, he needs Republicans' help. I mean, this can't pass. This can't pass without, 71 votes?
Well, you're talking the budget. I'm talking some specific legislation now that the Speaker will put forth today, and it's structured in a way that it will only require 60 votes because of the effective date. And the budget overall, you're correct,
okay.
Will take 71 votes. But when you do what's being done now, and we've been negotiating good faith, and basically the tables have been turned on us now, at the 11th hour, or close to that, that's a very discouraging sign, even though the Speaker says the door's still open, we want to keep working and talking, but yet I'm going to file these bills, as you talk about these specific things, I'm going to file bills about those specific things, and we're going to kind of do it my way.
This is his modus operandi. This is what he does every year.
Well, you know, Scott, into all that, there's enough blame to go around, and I'm not going to play the blame game. My constituents sent me down there to get something done, and that's what I'm trying to do. Frustrating level is at the highest I've ever experienced in my tenure. And so, you know, all the naysayers and negativism, I'm trying to stay above that. I'm trying to be focused on what can I really control? What can I do? What can I do down there? What I can be as a representative? And that is the charge that I had was to work with one of my colleagues across the aisle and negotiate in good faith workers' compensation, which is pivotal that the governor sees and the speaker sees, but they see it differently. And so I think when you're so close and then this is done to you, it's tough, but you got to, you know, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and let's continue on, and let's hope that we can still come to a resolution with the budget. But when you do these types of things, more as Republicans who might be thinking about that budget vote, the taste is so bad in their mouth, you know, not even salt water can help get it out.
So some numbers here. The Madigan plan, I'll call it the Madigan plan, budget, the overall spending would be lower than the one that Governor Rauner proposed under earlier this year and under this year's spending level. So that's okay, right?
Well, that's what is rolled out there. Again, and I will say one thing to the speaker. He put forth their plan. I haven't seen their plan. He rolled it out yesterday as a request of Leader Jim Durkin in the leaders' meeting. So that's good. But the move yesterday was just a signal to many of us that here we are negotiating and that you've asked us to do this. You've invited us to do this, and we're doing it in defense. But yet you're going to put legislation out there today as we continue to discuss things. We're not done. And you're saying, in a sense, yeah, you are done. And, and that we've got to get backed up today. And obviously there's very little time left. And there's still much to do. But, you know, what's the overall picture, you know, so much is at jeopardy here, we will continue that work. Is there the opportunity that we'll go past June 30th? Yes. Now, that's a possibility. I mean, I've been through similar before with former Governor Blagojevich, and we went well into the summer. Don't want to do it that way, but we will persevere to carry on and do what's best for Illinois, and there's a lot, as you all know, there's so much at risk here. You know, we're flirting with a junk bond status for the state of Illinois, and I just can't fathom that that's okay for some people that we want to, you know, continue to flirt with that and get so close to it that we're going to harm and potentially create irreparable damage.
Yeah, we heard earlier this week that some universities could lose their accreditation.
That's correct.
Without a budget.
Certainly, you do not want that to happen. But the reality is there's certain things you have to do in negotiating good faith. And look, between Governor Rauner and Speaker Madigan, as I said numerous times, it's irreparable damage. There's been those of us in the trenches trying, repeatedly trying and negotiating in good faith. When you are still negotiating, in my opinion, my humble opinion, you don't start rolling out legislation that says this is the way we're going to do things, because it lets the wind out of your sails. It makes you feel like, well, everything I'm doing here and trying in good faith, and others that are around us involved in this workers' comp is what I'm focusing on right now, that are making concessions, we're still working here. And don't do that, because that sends the wrong message. So let's be positive and get that reversed today.
So do
let's
you
focus
think,
on the fact that we can find some more common ground.
So you're hoping for a compromise on workman's compensation. What about the governor said he will not sign a budget that doesn't include a 4-year property tax freeze? And it doesn't sound like...
Well, I think there has been some movement on that, and I'm not part of that group, but in talking to my Republican colleagues that have met with the Democrats, they continue to talk on it, and that'll be one of the pieces of legislation rolled out today. These bills have been filed. I objected to them last night in Rules Committee, and I'm sorry I have to be at Rules Committee this morning. That's why I'm traveling to Springfield now and can't be with you in the studio. But the frustrating thing is these talks among rank and file are still going on, and I think they're getting very, very, very close. And you've heard this before. You've heard it in the Senate. You hear it from us now, and it's just like, you know, you'd like to say to both the governor and the speaker, would you both just sit over there and we'll take it from here?
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? So
yeah.
I'm just racing through his budget here. He is offering a 5% cut in higher ed, where the Republican plan, 10% cut in higher ed.
Well, when you talk about higher ed and you look at the governor start at 30%, down to 10, and you're talking 5 on the other side, there's room to figure that out. And anybody in higher education would tell you that if you could get us back to funding that was 90% of what was FY15, we would take that and say thank you, move on. We have some stability. We know how to plan. We can pay some bills. We can get money into operations. We can get MAP grant money back. That was proposed in our compromise budget, fully funded. So there's room, but when you're negotiating, you can't start doing things that sends a sign that, okay, I've decided that's enough time. We're going to do it now, and we're going to roll things out, and we're just going to vote on this, because it just sends a message that you're not going to let the groups work that you asked for, Mr. Speaker, that you asked for. So frustrating, yeah, but let's see if we can't get it turned around today. And you did not totally close the door, so the door's still open, but it's really sledding uphill, and it's very, very, very frustrating.
Hey, Dan, on the federal level, you know, we hear about continuing, when they're talking about the budget and the year-end, continuing resolution, a government shutdown. You don't hear that with what's going on down here. The state won't shut down, right?
You know, all I can do is answer that by saying what happened in past years when we got close to a government shutdown. There are certain dates, July and into August, where certain services and certain agencies, yes, would close down by a certain time in July. Essential services and your state police, Department of Corrections, et cetera. But there is the potential that there are services, operations, and offices of government that can and would shut down if we do not continue in some way of appropriating dollars.
All right. So let's just say, in a perfect world, you guys, both sides,
how
got
about
together.
Perfect state.
Yeah,
I'm
perfect state.
How about a state?
Yeah. You guys got together. You worked out. You got a budget passed. A balanced budget passed. Oh, now I'm dreaming. A balanced budget passed. When do you start working on the next one? I would suggest immediately. So we're not doing this time after time.
I don't disagree with that. There's been legislation that tried to plan for budget cycles on a 5-year scale or 2 years.
Yeah, at least two.
But not this constant. But, I guess that's obviously a discussion for a different day of, when you start planning again, or if you can get legislation that says you don't do it on every fiscal year, you do it every 2, every 5, whatever the case may be. But right now, it's more important that we focus on how we can get things back on track, in my opinion, in the negotiation side of things, get something done, and give the people of Illinois some confidence that they've got a state government that's going to turn things around.
All right. Nobody's even talking about term limits, are they, right now?
Well, right now, the governor moved to the term limits of just the legislative leaders. Mm-hmm. Again, concession, because he wanted it across the board for reps, senators, et cetera. And that's fine. But those agendas, the turnaround agendas, that we've heard so much about, he's whittled down. The speaker will have none of it. I mean, period.
Yeah.
Period. And, it's just frustrating from the standpoint that we're trying to negotiate in good faith, and others decide that we're going to start rolling bills out of the very topic you're talking about and kind of tell you, well, thanks, but no thanks. We just decided we'll take it from here.
All right. Well, yesterday, Madigan was unveiling his plan. He said, make sure you tell Rauner we were nice. And then went on, persuade the governor to be reasonable. So we'll.
That works both sides. Be reasonable. And again, I think if there's anything taken from our conversation this morning, I'd like to say to both of them, just sit on the sidelines, will you, and let us take it from here. Because there's key people that could get it done. But this is a democracy, and we have got to figure out a way. We will figure out a way. May not be on the time scale that we're hoping for, but everybody's depending on us to get the job done, and salary's not an option.
With all the scary cuts that we're seeing this week, Dan, what is your confidence level that we're going to get something done?
I don't know. After yesterday, I'm rebuilding my confidence. My wife said this morning, now what? You've got to get back, and you've got to convince with certain key people on the Democratic side to convince the Speaker thing. We're trying that. But on the other hand, when the signal sent that we want to negotiate and we want to talk and we're doing all that, but yet we're filing these bills about the very thing we're talking about, when you haven't come to a resolution, is very discouraging, because you're looking out of one corner of your eye and seeing, well, you're doing this. Why are we still talking then if you're going to do that?
Right.
Frustrating.
The hardest part, I think, from everyone watching from the outside in is that we all live in the state. This isn't talking about another place or time. It's talking about the state for which, you know, our governor and Mike Madigan live in. It's tough.
All right.
Well, and people, Patty, people will ask me, Scott, you know, what is it I can do? And, you know, everybody's good at the negative and the smart comments, and that's fine. You want to do something positive? Drop an email or a call to the governor and or the speaker today and let them know what you think.
Okay, I would like you to rant and rail, pick up the slack now that Bost is gone and Bill Black's gone. We need a fireball down there. You got to be the fireball.
Well, you know what? There's a way to charge up the hill and take the fire straight at yourself, and then there's a way to come up the hill. Kind of under the cover of darkness, quietly get something done. So I'll decide which way is the best way to go.
All right, do what you have to do. Thanks for being on with us. All right, now get her done, as they say. All right, thanks. Dan Brady on WJBC.